Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Usually we try to open the program with some type of theme to establish a particular vibe we like to generate. And once that vibe has been given breath, we go to great lengths enhancing that vibe by first embracing an exciting, new, and hopefully different musical quality that most of us have previously missed the opportunity to hear before. And second, to try to surround that vibe with interesting topical discussions from many of the incredibly gifted artists and from the sheer genius of all of you listeners to the program. And if we're lucky, we can occasionally sprinkle in some fun stuff like the games or some unpredictable competitive challenges. All in all, we just have a great time doing this show. So come on in as we open the window and set today's vibe here on the TCT Artist Exchange.
I've got this feeling of grievance. She said that she don't believe it. I'm going home, and I'm going home. I've got this feeling of grieving. She said that she don't believe it. I'm going home, I'm going
to help bring in today's vibe. We're going to that amazing down ballot well of humanity, the kids. We are talking with some incredibly bright and gifted young future trailblazers who, in their own way, have already started embracing society and are truly ready to begin putting their stamp on how they view the world. They might be of different ages, background, and direction, but there's no confusing their passion of life. We'll start with 7-year-old Emma. Now, little Emma is a standout academic student in school with excellent grades. She adores animals. She is one of the star players on her undefeated soccer team. And she can tell you with uncanny precision how to operate any of the machines and equipment on the family farm. Now, that's pretty impressive for a 7-year-old. But what inspires her most, the thing that she enjoys above anything else she does, it's simply jumping up and down on her parents' bed. So much so that that's the way she preferred talking with us. So, what have you been doing?
Watching TV, doing chores.
That sounds like grown-up stuff. You've been doing a bunch of grown-up stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Sounds like you're doing either jumping or cleaning up. What is the school like? What is the school like?
We had a recess, and then...
You hold up. Before lunch, you had what?
Recess.
Oh, okay. So they make you like run around and get your energy all hyped before they sit you down to eat. After lunch is therapy, huh? No. Go ahead. Start your school day. What happens when you first go to school? Okay, how does your day start? What do you do?
First we get down the class. Next we
Okay, so you go to the Zaba 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 school, and your teacher's name is Zaba Zaba Zaba.
The teacher's name is Miss Strange.
Miss Strange?
No, not Miss Drain. Miss Drain.
Oh, Miss Drain, down the drain. Is that what you said?
Like a sick drain.
Like a sick drain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the remote.
Time?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Well, good thing you didn't take it with you for recess.
I was jumping on the bed and looking around. I'm on
top. Like, hold it. Are you trying to say that jumping on the bed turned out to be a good thing? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Huh? No, don't justify jumping on the bed as a good thing, Emma. Okay?
To me, I guess it is.
No, no, no. Maybe you can jump on the bed and like wash the windows at the same time. How's that? Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Was that before recess or after? No. So what else do you do in school? So far it sounds like the weirdest school ever. You go in, you have recess before, you run around before you eat. Your teacher's name is Drain. What's your hello song? What is your hello song?
Everybody,
rock
your body, yeah. Everybody, rock your body now.
Oh, okay. So your mom is in class with you, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, what a good deal. I wish my mom could have went to school with me. I would have made this a lot easier. I would have learned a lot more.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The scene where everybody wants to be seen. If you choose to go and get your mind right, your body will follow. But you better be there way ahead of time or stand in line. Everybody's gonna be there.
Okay, we have a young lady here who's 11 years old, and she has opted to learn to play the trombone. Mm-hmm. Okay, very exciting instrument. A lot of wonderful music has come forth, not in the past, but even current day. You have some wonderful trombone players out there, and she's got excited about it. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about the beginning of her journey. How are you today?
Good.
And thank you for coming on the TCT Exchange and talk to us about what you're doing. Your instrument is the trombone, right?
Yes.
You're 11 years old, and most trombone players are older, seasonal. They play an older style of music, like a Dixieland music, a New Orleans type of sound. I'm sure you choosing that instrument, you've heard that type of music before, right?
Yes.
What do you think about that type of sound?
I like it. I think it's pretty cool.
Is that why you chose the trombone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ever since you made the decision and you started practicing, how is it?
It's really good so far.
Is it a tough instrument to learn to play, or is it pretty easy?
Well, sometimes it can be tough, like learning new notes and new positions, because you have to get used to putting like the slide like at the position. But like, it's actually kind of easy when you first started.
Once you learn the techniques, you're saying it gets easier and easier?
Yes.
Sounds like you're really enjoying it. Right now, you're pretty much just getting used to the instrument, used to holding it, used to the figuring how the slide goes and stuff. Does it excite you even more now than before?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. We're going to be listening, okay? And hopefully we can follow your journey, and we know we're going to hear some great music from you coming out. We're excited. You're excited about being a musician. So thanks for coming on and talking with us, and good luck with your musical career.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with JoJo here on the TCT Exchange. We're doing a few things here. We got a couple of surprises. We got some people coming in that's going to do some things. So we think you're going to have a good time, man. But you're going to have a good time on your bum leg. I heard that you hurt your leg recently. Your knee, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, I hate to hear when the young people, you know, are so active and things happen. But we get a little nervous. We as parents, grandparents, we get nervous when our children, our loved ones hurt themselves. And sometimes it's accidents. Sometimes it's unplanned, unnecessary. And sometimes they do it to themselves. So we're going to find out JoJo's story and exactly what happened to his knee. So JoJo.
Yes.
Your mom came in and she explained what's going on with the doctors, and you're getting a clean bill of health. They had an MRI done. You had a lot of tests. The doctor seemed optimistic that you'll be all right. Maybe you'll be climbing mountains in no time. I don't know. But when did this happen? When did you hurt your knee?
Monday.
Monday. This past Monday?
Yeah. No, last Monday.
Last Monday. Were you in school or?
Yes.
Oh, you were in school when it happened?
No.
Okay.
That day I had school.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That nice way to cover yourself. Was Monday. You want to make sure that everyone knows you did go to school that day. Okay. So that one's good. So this happened after school?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it happen? What were you doing?
So, but first, the Friday before the Monday, I had injured myself at the Boys and Girls Club running, and I tripped on a backpack and fell into a wall. And I had a scar on my face, and then I hit my knee. So over the weekend, I relaxed, like iced it, elevated it. I didn't go anywhere. And then Monday, I went to school. I asked my friends if they wanted to go to the park, and I was pushing through a little bit of pain, but when I went home, I was like crying.
Okay, so you tried to walk on it, you tried to do activities, you tried to do some things after injuring it the first time.
Yes.
And that didn't work out for you. It caused you more problems and issues. How did you know it wasn't working out for you? What did you do that let you know that pain was still there, that it hadn't really healed?
Because I was like running around, and then I felt a little bit of pain. I was like, ooh, okay. Not that bad, but I kept
you thought you could handle it. Yeah, you was trying to man up on it. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So, what kind of activity were you doing that second time?
Playing soccer.
Oh, okay. Wow, that is a lot of wear and tear. Emphasis on the legs and the knees and running, and you know, I can see where previous injury could crop back up, you know, if you get hit a certain way or you fall to the ground. Did you fall to the ground a couple of times?
A couple of times.
Okay, that means you're playing. That means you're playing. Obviously a good soccer player. So how much pain were you in when you, did you stop playing soccer that day?
Yeah.
You did? Because of the pain?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? You went home?
Yeah.
What?
I still elevated it. I went to sleep, but like in one, I went up to my mom's room crying because it was like hurting so bad.
Okay, started really getting intense pain.
Yeah,
you almost couldn't stand.
Yeah.
So you was at your mom's room.
Yeah.
You started crying. She got up, saw that you was in a lot of pain, or.
Yeah.
Thought you were sleepwalking, or.
No.
Okay. She knows it's a serious matter.
Yes.
Kudos to mom. That's how I'm supposed to look out. So what happened? The mom got up, and what did y'all do?
So I elevated it, iced it, I went back to sleep. But the next day, I skipped school and went to the ER and got an X-ray.
Okay. For all intents and purposes, you didn't skip school. You decided not to go to school or went to have your knee taken care of.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Wasn't a skipping school thing. Wasn't, you didn't say, hey, this is a good excuse to get out of school. I'm not going. No, you went to get your knee taken care of. Yep. So you went to the hospital, .er?
Yep.
Okay. And in the ER?
I got an x-ray done. Mm-hmm. They didn't see anything, but they found like a tumor on my leg.
Okay. Yeah.
My mom freaked out, of course, as any parent would.
Yeah, sure. Sure. That's a scary thing for you know, moms here to protect, you know,
yeah,
your children. So when things get more complicated than what they started out to be, yeah, mom got his permission to freak.
Yeah.
Okay. Now going into the ER, was it like the ERs you see on TV, the emergency room, the hospital stuff you see on TV and movies and stuff? Was it like that?
I've never seen one in a movie.
Oh, you've never seen a hospital scene in a movie?
Well, I have, but I've never seen an MRI in a movie.
Ah, what was that like? So you had to, they lay you down on it?
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like a big spaceship.
Okay.
But they didn't put me fully through it because it was just my knee.
Okay.
So we did that for like 25 minutes and then it stopped and then we went home.
Okay, so they put you in the MRI space coffin and what was you thinking? What was you thinking when they were doing it?
They gave me a pair of headphones so I didn't have to listen to the loud noises.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear them hammering at your knee and chopping at your knee and using the saw. No, none of that. Okay, you had the headphones on. Okay, you were listening to what, SpongeBob or whatever it is that you're listening to. Okay. So when you come out of the MRI, what happened? You went back to a holding room or room, yeah, observation room?
Yeah, we went back to the waiting room for our CD.
Okay.
And then they gave it to us and we went home. So now we're just waiting for the 22nd, where I go back to the doctors and we're going to give them that CD to check it out.
Okay. So did you want to take in the rest of the week off from school?
No.
Oh, you went back to school?
Yes.
All right. Classmates, glad to see you. They wonder where you were the day before, or they just...
Yeah.
Okay.
As always.
When you're not there, you're really missed.
Everybody.
Okay, good deal. How's the knee today?
It's a lot better.
Okay.
I was able to play soccer again.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I might need the grass cut, so I might, you know, keep you busy.
We're guided. All eyes on the prize.
One of the things that I really like about what we do here at TCT Artist Exchange is we have a wonderful opportunity to talk to some extremely talented young up-and-coming artists that have different viewpoints on how they approach their music and their art. And today we want to share some of the thoughts and some of the vision of a young artist that we met recently. This young man is a pianist. He plays keyboards, and he plays spectacularly. I have to tell you that because I've heard him perform. His name is Armand, and he's here with us today. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about his music and his focus. Hey, Armand, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Wonderful to see you. How's the music going?
It's going pretty well, yeah.
Okay. Armand, you look a little young to be as talented as you are. Tell us, if you don't mind, how old you are.
I'm 14. I'm going into my freshman year of high school.
Wow. 14 years old. And what is it about music that inspires you? Because we're going to talk a little about what you do and how you do it. And personally, I think it's extremely unique. But first, I want to kind of talk about your inspiration. What inspires you with music? And what has got you in the mind that you can do this musical thing and that you can play?
I originally started out with this, with the idea of just loving the piano. I loved how it sounded. So I really wanted a piano for the longest time, and eventually, during, I believe, last Christmas, my brother and I both had the same thoughts, so we both got a piano for us both to share. So ever since then, I've been playing piano, and after that, I actually realized I wanted to try and become a composer.
Wow, okay, so composing is in your dream, in your vision, and
yeah.
Probably in your blood by what I've listened to and what I've heard. So who are your inspirations? Who do you listen to, and who have you learned from it in terms of your listening?
So I've mainly listened to classical music, just specifically for piano. It's not something I listen to in my own time, but I do love to listen to classical music on piano. So I've been listening to Beethoven, a little bit of Handelhoven, and some Hans Zimmerman.
Wow, I mean, those are unique musical structures and very strong musical chops, man. So you're able to produce this music. And the amazing thing, when I found out about this, I was blown away. The amazing thing is that you haven't been taught. You haven't been formally taught. You've learned to play by ear. Tell us a little bit about that process, because that's not the easiest thing to do. And you're doing it with classical music, very involved pieces, man. How's that happen? How are you able to see and hear that music and reproduce it?
So how it works is, for the most part, I go throughout the piano and I try and find specific notes. And once I find the notes that sound very similar, I will find other people who have played this song, and I'll listen to them. And once I've figured out the general layout for the song, I'll just keep playing it until I have it completely memorized by muscle memory.
Wow, so it's a repetitive process. You hear it, you absorb it, you learn to play it, and you keep repeating the process over and over. How important is it to repeat that process in terms of your retention of the music?
For me, it's very important. It starts out very slow for me. I just start by playing each note one at a time, and it usually takes a full note each time that I'm playing it. Whereas as I keep going on, I try to increase, for one, which notes I'm playing. So I'll start with the first maybe five or six notes, and then within the next hour or two, I'll go to the next maybe 16 or 20 notes. And I'll just keep playing in that order. And eventually, the starting speed, so the starting few five notes I started with, will become faster and faster. And with that, the notes that I keep playing get faster and faster as I learn the rest of the song.
Okay, and you're constantly reinforcing it in your mind as you're doing this process. I'm impressed.
Yes.
I'm really impressed. Can you demonstrate that process? You know, like maybe play 5 or 6 notes in a slow progression and then kind of demonstrate how you would do that over and over again?
Okay, so I will start with what I'm currently learning, which is furlies. And I started out by just finding the first three or four notes there, which is just the repetitive. And from there, I went down until I found the right note that corresponds to the rest of the song. So what you do is I just keep repeating that until I can do it fast enough to play it like so. Exactly. So what I start with doing is I find out, so I look at my C and I figure out which one of those throughout the entire piano will sound the most similar to the song. So from there, I went from here and I went up because the song's a little higher.
Okay.
From there, I go over to here. So I see that it's more of a repetitive motion between two. So I try these. It doesn't really work. And I just keep moving up slowly.
Oh, until you find it.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. For the most part, start at middle C or something you can identify with on the keyboard. And you gradually stretch and evolve the keyboard as you find the notes that correspond to what you hear, right?
Exactly.
And you add to this process, you continually add to this process until you pretty much got the song.
So what happened is, so far, I'll just show you once again for Elise. Somewhat like that.
Okay.
For the first few notes, I'll of course just start here, and then I just start moving along the song as I go, and I play per note, so I'll play one note more each time that I practice, so I can practice removing my hand from here over to here as fast as possible with hitting the right notes.
Okay.
That's about it. I just keep repeating that process over and over. And if I do it efficiently enough, I can learn about as far as I've learned so far within a day for at least this song. And I've just gotten past the opening part of it.
You have to absorb very quickly and be able to expand on, you know, your ability, because you use so much of the keyboard with classical. I'm just thrilled and blown away by it, man. I'm really trying to wrap my head around the fact that you're able to hear this and reproduce it. You know, it's the type of musical genre that people spend half a lifetime with schooling for it and still have difficulty, you know, absorbing the music. So I'm thrilled for you, man. That's fantastic. And outside of classical now, what other music have you absorbed, or what other music is in your life?
Right, so I predominantly, on my own time, listen to rock. So I've been learning a little bit of Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, here and there. And my dad loves country, so one night I figured I would try and learn one of his country songs as well, I know Heaven by Kane Brown as well. So I know some mainly classic, because that's where I love to play on piano. But I tried to integrate some of the songs that both me and family love.
I'm just impressed. You're 14 years old, that you've been able to embrace and engage yourself with music, and you're willing to absorb it. It's a fantastic thing. I also understand that you're not too bad at math, man. You just recently took a trigonometry course?
Geometry. Over this past summer, my school structures it where you are allowed to take geometry, which is a less important role that you need to know going into Algebra 2, but you still need to know many of the core concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So they allow you to take it over a 9-week course. Now, this summer, I was unfortunately a little late to starting on that, so they shortened it by 6 weeks. and that ended roughly a week or two ago.
Okay.
And my final exam was actually today. So with that, I got a final grade on the course of a 91%.
Oh my god!
And my final exam is still coming in because we just finished it today, but it should be here around tomorrow.
Well, congratulations, man! I know you put the work in. You seem like a young man that is working very hard at what you do, and it will pay off for you greatly. Very soon in life, man. So we are very proud to get to know you. And we're gonna get back to you very soon and talk to you more about your music and about what's going on in your life, if you don't mind. We will contact you both, and we want Dad to sit in next time with you too. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Armand. He's a very talented 14-year-old musician that has embraced learning classical music and other forms by ear. And he's very talented, so you guys will be hearing from him soon. I don't know if he's going to do the social media thing with his art, but look for him, and you will enjoy his styling. So Armand, we thank you very much. We will get back in touch with you very soon. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We want to thank the young crew that came on today to set the vibe. 7-year-old Emma, who's probably still jumping on the bed. We want to thank 11-year-old trombone player Gemma. Young JoJo, who's hopefully back on the soccer field. And 14-year-old classical pianist Armand. Thank you guys tremendously for setting today's vibe. We also heard music from Cardinal Sin, Tower Power, Trombone Shorty, Bootsy Collins, and we're going to close out the song from David Panazzo. Hey, thank you guys for joining us today on the TCT Artist Exchange. Come back for the next bar.
I will.
baby.